When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Torrential rains in the tea-growing provinces of South China forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people this week, while blazing temperatures in Assam marked the beginning of summer. There are reports of extreme weather across the tea lands. In Fujian, China, four died in flash floods during downpours that set new records, and a dozen are unaccounted for, with 66,000 people displaced. Tea growers there produce 300 to 350,000 metric tons of mainly white and oolong tea. In Guangdong province, five were killed in mudslides, with 15 reported missing. Last month, 48 people in Mezhou died when a bridge collapsed after heavy rains. Mezhou is known for its Dankong Phoenix oolong. Northern China is experiencing dry 100-degree Fahrenheit days, that's 38 Celsius. Hubei province, one of the 10 top tea-producing provinces, is experiencing a severe drought. Annual tea production is typically 150 to 200,000 metric tons there. According to the China Meteorological Center, temperatures in Hubei reached 102 Fahrenheit, that's 39 Celsius, while in Taiwan, the self-governing island claimed by China, temperatures were reported at 98-degree highs. Global warming increases the water-holding capacity of the atmosphere by about 4% for every degree Fahrenheit rise in temperature. Extreme precipitation and potentially atmospheric rivers occur when a storm passes through the warmer atmosphere. While tea depends on rainfall, flooding damages root systems, and hail and high winds decrease yield. More critically, heavy rain dilutes secondary metabolites within the plant, lowering quality and lessening the plant's health benefits, including antioxidants and lower caffeine levels. In 2016, ethnobotanist Dr. Selena Hamad, an assistant professor of sustainable food systems at Montana State University, told Eater that, quote, when it's really wet, the plant doesn't have the ecological clues it needs to make the aromatic compounds that give tea all of its flavors, end quote. India is experiencing the opposite. The Tea Association of India predicts a 60 million kilo tea shortfall across North India by the end of June, compared to the same period in 2023. Production in Assam is down 8% compared to 2023 levels. West Bengal estates reported a decline of 20 to 40% in May. Production totals are down 13% through April, leading to an anemic second flush. The scarcity has pushed prices above 300 rupees per kilo compared to an average of 236 rupees per kilo for auction CTC in the previous year. Orthodox leaf averaged 312 rupees per kilo this week. The UK's Food Standards Agency, FSA, on Tuesday recalled three blends of Kinetra Food Organic Premium Leaf Tea sold by retailers HomeSense and TK Maxx. Neither the Calm and Relax, Chamomile, or Sleepy blends contained Camellia sinensis. The FSA did not disclose the type of insect discovered or whether the insects were alive, but prioritized the recall. Check stand warnings at TK Maxx included the FSA's advice to stop using immediately. Shoppers returning the product will receive a refund, writes TK Maxx, a mass market discounter. Affected batch codes were sold in 40-gram and 60-gram jars between April and June. The company did not disclose the number of jars manufactured. The FSA release stated that TK Maxx and HomeSense recalled select batches because insects may be present in these products, making them unsafe to consume. In March, U.S.-based East West Tea Company, owners of Yogi Tea, voluntarily recalled 54,000 packages containing 877,000 tea bags after traces of pesticide were found in its organic Yogi Echinacea immune support tea. According to the Food and Drug Administration, no adverse effects were reported. Many consider the Seattle's Northwest Tea Festival to be the genesis of tea festivals throughout the United States. It is the biggest tea party on the West Coast and a celebration of tea. This year marks the 14th edition of the two-day event, which will be held September 28th and 29th at the Exposition Hall in Seattle Center. Vendor registration is now open. The festival showcases the multifaceted world of tea, covering all aspects of culture, history, sensory, and sciences. The festival is for people of all ages and all levels of tea experience, from mildly curious folks to passionate lifelong aficionados and all level of tea nerds. The event brings together authors, industry experts, importers, buyers, retailers, artists, and educators, so attendees can experience something new and expand their enjoyment of tea. Visit nwteafestival.com online or Facebook to learn more.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.